Jason Mika is kindly with us. Ngai tūhoe, ngāti awa whakatohia, ngāti kahangunu. And Jason's an associate professor at the University of Waikato's Te Kotahi Research Institute and Waikato Management School. Prior to his academic mahi, he was a policy analyst in Māori economic development. And he's the right man to be talking to about the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. The name is long-winded now, but Māori have had some concerns about it across the last few years. It also features Indigenous trade, so it's an interesting area for discussion. Jason, tēnā koe, thanks for joining us on the program. Ko Dale tēnā. Tēnā koe, Jason. Good to talk with you again. Well, it's come out in a few different forms, hasn't it? And there was some nervousness from Māori initially because some of what was being discussed in this international trade agreement could conceivably override treaty rights that have been hard won for tangata whenua. So where are we at now, even though it's got a longer name? Is the gist of it still the same? And would our rights be protected if we go forward with it in its current shape, Jason?
Yes, I mean, our people have been right to have concerns and express those concerns, and they've taken the Crown to task through the Waitangi Tribunal to challenge the Crown in terms of the level of protections for our mātauranga Māori, our rights and interests in trade, and the Tribunal has spoken and says yes, there are some breaches there, and what my understanding is that the Crown has sort of moved towards rectifying that and improving its engagement with Māori so that it does a better job at protecting Māori rights and interests. And so coming out of that process has been groups like Ngā Tuki Whakarururanga, headed by Peter Tipene and Moana Maniaputo, who have really been working hard at making sure that our rights and interests are protected.
It's a global free trade agreement. I'm not quite sure how many countries would sign up to it if it is ratified. But I do know that recently in the discussions regarding a UK free trade agreement, Jason, that there was a treaty chapter that was included in there specifically, I guess, to protect aspects of our treaty arrangements in Aotearoa. Would that be acknowledged, or is that a useful way to advance this kaupapa, should that be the desire of those involved with the trade agreement?
Yes. I mean, with those free to trade agreements like the UK FTA and also the European Union free trade agreement that New Zealand has just entered into, there are basically two forms of protections in there. One is the treaty exception clause, which allows the Crown to develop treaty policy which is favourable toward Māori to protect Māori rights and interests. But there's also an intention to improve the level of cooperation around trade and economic development with Māori and other Indigenous groups through those free trade agreements, which they're called Indigenous cooperation chapters. And they're in there, you know, they express a good intention. But there's definitely work to be done to make them active and beneficial for our people.
Tēnā koe, Jason. Could you tell us about some of the topics being covered, speakers that you're looking forward to being part of the Kāhui a Kiwa? This is the conference. And indeed, just remind us of what countries are looking to be involved in the CPTPP.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're really looking forward to this conference. You know, When we talk to our people about, we mention the name CPTPP, well, we thought, well, there's got to be a better name for that thing than that. And fortunately, our kaumātua suggested Te Kāhui a Kiwa, which links all of the countries that are sort of part of that Pacific rim, and many of those countries are part of the CPTPP. So Te Kāhui a Kiwa is the name of the conference that's going on this week here at Waikato University, and we're really pleased to be able to host a couple of key speakers. One is from Canada, a Canadian Indigenous trade expert, Risa Schwartz, but also Professor Dennis Foley, who's an Indigenous entrepreneurship professor from Australia, He'll be here joining with our Māori and Indigenous business leaders from Aotearoa, from a whole range of sectors. And we'll be getting together this week to talk about, well, what's good with the CPTPP, but also what needs to change with it.
It seems to have had so many changes, alterations, etc. I'm somewhat surprised it's even going through. Do you feel that one day it's going to get signed off? There's been a lot of discussion about it and changing tack every now and then. It seems to have been around for years, but yet to be fully on board with all the countries that are discussing involvement with it. What future for it, from your assessment, Jason?
Well, I think there's the opportunity to engage in trade for our people through the CPTPP is available to us, and the challenge for us is to ensure that two things happen. One is that our rights and interests to our mātauranga, to our knowledge, our Indigenous knowledge is protected, but also that we have the right and the opportunity to participate in trade on our terms. Now, what that looks like is really one of the sort of key questions that we'll be discussing at the conference this week.
Tēnā koe. Does it look like international trade partners want what Māori have to offer?
Well, our international exports that are coming from our Māori exporters, our Māori authorities, and Māori small and medium and large firms as well, is increasing. So there's a demand for, Indigenous branded products, but also products that come from a place of aroha, a place of manaaki, a place of kaitiaki. And the world is kind of looking for sustainable options, both in terms of what they consume, but actually how products are produced. So, I think there's a huge scope for Indigenous trade from our Māori sectors.
Tēnā koe. You touched on it, issues of IP, intellectual property, and mātauranga, how easily they can be tahaed. I mean, when we look at Manuka and its use in honey in Australia, etc., we've got the Therapeutic Products Bill, which could compromise age-old hulunga Māori practices. How do we protect these taonga in an international context?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, one of the first things we've got to get right is to get the domestic policy sorted so that mātauranga Māori, Māori rights and interests in taonga species are protected domestically. Once they're protected domestically and we have a regime in place to do so, then it's much easier for us to secure those protections through international free trade agreements.
Well, I'm pleased that the hui is on. I've been sort of familiar with it for a number of years, to be honest, but thought it had died in the water. Obviously not. Do you think that it offers some real potential for our Māori, particularly our Māori exporters who are looking to get our products with this strong cultural provenance into international markets? It's worth the effort to make this one happen and make sure that our kaupapa are protected, but overall it feels as though it's the right way to move for you, Jason?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, international trade has been one of our activities for our tipuna for a long time, and this is just another opportunity for us to re-engage in international trade, but to do so in a way that feels right, feels appropriate, and is done with the best of intentions to make sure that trade does benefit our whānau, our communities, and that they're part of that whole process. And to date, that may not necessarily have been the case, and we've got to make sure that we do that.
Tēnā koe, Jason. Good talking with you, Ehua. Thanks very much for being our eyes and ears in this space, and I look forward to linking arms with you down the track and finding out where we are headed with the CTPPP. Well, now I might have heard an extra P on there, but I'll back up CPTPP. Thanks very much, Jason. Kia ora, man.
Kia ora.
Okay,
kia ora.
Tēnā koe, brother. Thank you. That's Associate Professor Jason Meeker.